This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition. As always, we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We, in the first and second hours, were sharing a story that's actually pretty in-depth from Quartz, QZ, .com, where they're reporting from actually a piece, I believe, originally over at Priceonomics by Alex Mayasi, interviewing Gary Maggie of the Michigan State Police. He's a lieutenant in the state police whose job it is to actually raise the speed limit because he says that most of these speed limits are way too low and that if you actually raise the speed limit to what they call the 85th percentile, where 15% of the people will break the speed limit, but 85% of the drivers will stay at or below the speed limit, then that's the like the optimum, most safe limit to have, but apparently most of the roads in the United States are actually far below that 85th percentile point. And so then the story goes into, well, why is that? Why is this inefficient system there? And they go all the way back to the 1970s when the Arab-Israeli war happened, which resulted in a gasoline shortage in the United States, which resulted in President Nixon at the time mandating a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on American highways.
I always thought it was Carter, too. Somebody mentioned it was Carter, and I always thought it was...
Maybe this guy's wrong who wrote the article. I don't know, Mark. It's one of those guys back then. Carter didn't come in, though, until, like, 76, didn't he?
Wasn't yep, that'd be correct, yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been probably a little bit late for this going down. Anyway, back to the story.
I think Carter tried to bring in the metric system.
Too bad he didn't succeed on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, it's metric system's so much better than what we've got.
It'd be hard to get used to it, but once you got used to it,
I'm willing to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, America, will you make the pledge with me? Let's switch to the metric system.
Hey, Mark, maybe you should run for state representative and see if you can get New Hampshire to switch, because they tried switching to the Atlantic time zone, Atlantic Standard Time, and unfortunately I believe that did not go through. I don't know. I don't think it made through the Senate, unfortunately. But it was looking good. Like, it looked like Maine and Massachusetts and New Hampshire might kind of team up to all join the Atlantic Standard Time and get rid of daylight saving time shifting and all that. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. Not this year, at least.
Can't join our fellow Acadian brethren in New Brunswick and Newfoundland with Atlantic time.
We got more persuading politicians to do before that one's going to happen. Even though everybody hates switching the time clocks, they managed to not succeed this time around with it. Anyway, back to the story here at QZ.com. Even as the effects of the energy crisis drew down in the 1970s, the new federal speed limit remained. But rather than insist on the limit in order to reduce gasoline consumption, members of Congress maintained the policy because they believed it led to safer highways. This is shown by a debate over a measure passed in 1987, which allowed select states to raise the limit on certain roads to 65 miles an hour. The New York Times reported that, quote, critics immediately warned there would be a surge in highway fatalities, unquote. The dissenting chairman of the Public Works and Transportation Committee called it irresponsible, life-threatening legislation.
Yep.
Which the same things would come out today. If we have proposals to increase the speed limit in New Hampshire, all the safety nannies will come out and say how terrible of an idea that is. Congress abolished the national federal speed limit in 1995. Many states increased their speed limits before they could even post new signs, but many speed limits remained low. 20 years of a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit created a low baseline that still drags down speed limits today. If you peruse the websites of state departments of transportation, you'll often find a very technocratic explanation of the 85th percentile principle. Speed limits are consistently lower than the 85th percentile speed across the country. However, because there are many limitations on following the principle, Florida's Department of Transportation, for example, extols the 85th percentile principle, yet the state legislature sets maximum limits for each type of roadway. Locally, officials can come under pressure from parents and other safety-conscious groups to lower the speed limits.
Yep, it's always lower speed limits as the solution.
Consistently.
It isn't teaching your kid not to play in the street.
Or to look both ways before they cross. Consistently, the 85th percentile loses out to the perception that faster roads are less safe, so speed limits should be low. It's a misconception, says Lieutenant Meggy, that he faces often in his work. When he proposes raising a speed limit, the initial reaction is always, "Oh my God, you can't do that! People are already going too fast," he said. People think that raising the limit 10 miles an hour will lead people to drive 10 miles an hour faster, when really changing the limit has almost no impact on the speed of traffic.
It's called a limit because you're not obligated to go that speed. It's just that people do go that speed and higher because the limits are set so low.
The same lack of understanding motivates public health pushes for lower speed limits that influence legislation. The World Health Organization, for example.
I'd also like to point out, in many of these cases, streets have the same speed limit they've had for 40 years. Does anyone think that my mom's 1971 Cutlass Supreme, my grandmother had the Cutlass Supreme, my 1971 Cutlass that she had has the same handling ability as a brand new Toyota today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Does anyone think that the muscle cars of the 70s are the same as the new rice burners of this modern era? Because it's ridiculous. Cars are a lot safer than they used to be. Therefore, presumably, speed limits should go up, but they don't.
The World Health Organization advocates low speed limits to prevent road fatalities and cites studies showing that accidents and fatalities increase with traffic speed. Maggie, the cop, says, when you look at it from a pure physics perspective and ask whether you would rather hit a bridge at abutment at 10 miles an hour or 40, you can't argue with that. But when I look at correcting a speed limit, I'm not advocating driving faster, and that's the hard part to get over, he says. If someone could wave a wand and get every American to drive below 60 miles an hour, roads would be safer. But since law enforcement can't keep over 50% of Americans from speeding, putting a low number on a sign doesn't make roads safer. Fortunately, American roadways are safer than ever, with highway fatalities at historic lows. Roads can be dangerous.
It's because cars are getting safer.
But the perception of roads getting increasingly dangerous is a false one. Let's go to Josh. He's in Grand Forks, North Dakota, listening to KNOX. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I'm a professional truck driver here, and I wanted
thank
to point
you
out
service.
A couple things. Well, thank you.
Did you say national truck driver?
Professional.
Professional. Are you short haul or long haul?
I am short haul. I've done long haul.
Thanks. Go ahead.
That said, there's a proposal to nationally limit through the DOT all trucks at either 60, 65, or 68 miles an hour by law.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
We are now. Thank you for letting us know.
Most trucks out there are not owner-operators. They're company trucks.
It's true.
Most company trucks are governed at a certain speed. Usually anywhere from 55 miles an hour through 63, sometimes 68. And that gets the companies a break on insurance costs, and it doesn't do anything for the driver, which is paid by the mile.
Okay.
So basically, there's that there. There's also, you mentioned why they don't put more gears in cars. Well, they do. You see these 9-speed transmissions coming out, or continuously variable transmissions coming out to meet the new CAFE standards. I mean, it's the older,
thank goodness.
Well, I mean, they're coming out. The issue is it's a mechanical nightmare to do it, and they're not reliable yet.
Okay.
Is what it comes down to. They're out there. They're on the market. They're just not reliable.
Good. Thank you.
So I guess that's about it. I mean, but the split speed limits are incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
You mean the one where they have one for trucks and one for other people?
Yep. That's been proven time and time again. And the national push to govern trucks and the companies governing them is incredibly dangerous. There have been times where you cannot accelerate to avoid an accident. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, geez.
Except hang on. And, if someone cuts you off, there's nothing you can do. You can't stop. you can't get out of their way.
Man,
that limits your options for sure. That's a great point. Josh, thanks for sharing that tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
No problem. You have a good
Josh.
One.
Yep, drive safe out there. That's Josh in Grand Forks. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Toll-free number 855-450. Free like freedom, 855-450-3733.
That's why I always give extra wide berth to the truckers. You know, they're running by a whole different set of rules than we are out there on the road.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's way more dangerous driving one of those things.
And the cops love to pull them over.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll. today. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision.
I think they've changed their opinion on that now with the new New York City Accords.
No, I don't think so, because as I understand it, the Bitcoin Core development team, they weren't a part of that.
Yeah, well,
were
the team is split on it. Some are for it and some are against.
Are they? Yeah. Okay. Because I know a lot of the people in the Bitcoin Core development team were kind of putting their, sticking their feet in the mud and not wanting to go anywhere on making changes.
Yeah, that's true. Many of the Blockstream guys don't want to make the changes, but Bitcoin.com has released a press release saying that they're cautiously optimistic about the new accord. So let's hope it works out.
Well, as community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Yes,
it's also a great site just for Bitcoin news, for finding Bitcoin wallets, for buying Bitcoin, for Bitcoin gaming, all kinds of stuff.
It absolutely is. And, until these changes get made, call me a skeptic. I mean, like you said, they're cautiously optimistic about this. I mean, for all we know, this new deal is going to fall apart next week. Well, hopefully it won't, because there's a lot of money riding on this. These are the big Bitcoin businesses that got together this last week at this consensus event. The big players like BitPay and Coinbase and a bunch of others came together and finally hammered out some kind of a deal that's going to hopefully result in Bitcoin actually being able to scale up to the consumer demand out there in the marketplace. So I want Bitcoin to pull through this. I really do.
Me too.
Because we both have some, but also just because, Bitcoin was first, and it'd be nice for it to continue out on top, but the Model T didn't, stay on top forever. And maybe
it's a revolutionary car that changed the world and changed America.
Yeah, maybe
but Bitcoin stay up on top.
Maybe Bitcoin's in its final days here. We don't know. I mean, it's very strong right now. It's worth much more than the rest of the cryptocurrencies.
The Model T market is still quite good if you've got
is that
one
right?
And you keep it running. I mean, it's worth significantly more than you bought it for new.
Yeah.
But it nonetheless, it's not exactly top of the line car technology.
So we're going to have Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com on the show tomorrow night, and we'll see what he has to say about this. Because you and I, Mark, we weren't there. We weren't at the consensus event. We don't really know what happened. We've read a news article about it, but that's about the extent of our knowledge of what transpired. Roger was one of the signatories, I believe, on this new statement, so he should be able to really kind of clue us in as to what what's going on and why is this taking so long? Because I want to know why it is they didn't all just go home that night and flip their miners onto the SegWit or the Bitcoin Unlimited or whatever it is that they need to do to make something happen here. Because the longer this takes, the more threatened Bitcoin's market dominance is going to be. It's only at about 50% right now of the entire cryptocurrency market, and that's down from like 85% in just the last 3 months.
Yep. The more centralized solutions are getting legs right now, and that, it's not exactly the philosophy behind Bitcoin.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. David in Mobile, listening to WAVH-FM. Hey, David.
Evening, gentlemen. I want to talk about speed limits. I know you were talking about that earlier in the show.
Sure.
But I drive for a living. I'm a courier. I deliver different things around town. Mm-hmm. And just from my anecdotal observations, speeding is not the biggest concern or biggest cause of bad traffic accidents, especially on the interstate highway. It's more of other driving styles, like slow people driving in the passing lane on the interstate, or tailgating, that kind of stuff that causes that causes the bad traffic accidents. So if speed limits were truly about public safety and not revenue generation, they have the technology now where they could have fluid and changing speed limits based on the traffic conditions at the time. I live in Mobile.
And the weather conditions.
and the weather conditions. I live in Mobile where we have a 7 mile long bridge across our bay, and it gets quite foggy at times, especially during the spring and the fall. So you would want to lower the speed limits, and they do actually have the digital speed limit signs to do that on our bridge. But they would have those digital speed limit signs that they could change all across the country, just depending on weather and traffic conditions. You know, in Mobile, we have the worst bottleneck situation on Interstate 10 in the country because of our tunnel and the sharp curve that comes around it. And one of the biggest factors that causes the backup at that tunnel is people cutting off semi-tractor trailers that are going down the hill in our tunnel before they go up, because the tractors – the semi-trailers have to have a keep a certain distance between the car in front of them to be able to stop safely.
And so the inexperienced driver will say, look at that big area that I can scoot right in. And then the semi-trailer has to back off a little further. And then you got three more people that are scooting in, and they just don't understand how truckers have to drive.
And exactly. And then once they get on that incline, they don't have the momentum necessary to keep up the speed, highway speed, through the tunnel. So it slows the traffic down to 35 miles per hour or less.
Right. And then everybody complains about the trucks.
The trucks and then the traffic, and we call it tunnel jams down here. So, I completely agree with you guys. And I've actually sat in government meetings where they've lowered the speed limit on highways, and there's no reasonable justification for it other than revenue generation. And these are small town government institutions that are doing it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the easiest thing to do there is that municipality. What is the reason that a municipality should get the money for a speeding ticket? Why not send it to the, I don't know, you pick a 1 out of 10 charities or something that is...
that would change things.
Yeah, that would change things dramatically. Then the government wouldn't be economically incentivized to have an artificially low speed limit. And
well, I agree with you there. And an interesting note, in Alabama, of the almost $300 speeding tickets that you get for just regular speeding, the municipality only gets about $30 of that ticket. The rest of its court costs is broken up between different state agencies, like the Crime Victims Compensation Fund and other things. Because we don't, in Alabama, our state legislature and our state government really dictates, especially small towns, what they can and cannot do. So, they do only get a small portion of that ticket.
David, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, in New Hampshire, it works a little differently here. Only the state gets the revenue from tickets.
So if a local cop writes a ticket, the money goes not to the municipality, but to the state.
Right. And so they don't have as much of an incentive to write a ticket. So a lot of times if you look at the police log, say like if you go to the Keene Police Department, you get a lot of warnings out there.
I would also say the most dangerous thing I've seen on the road as a firefighter, texting. You got to put your phone away. It's one thing to get directions or something off of the phone, but, looking at reading texts and all this stuff, we're a texting culture these days. You just got to let it sit because that stuff is deadly. I can't tell you, single vehicle accidents have gone up, and they're deadly.
They're running into trees. And
they're running into
else.
Trees.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And how would you like to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. Mark, you were just telling me, I think during one of the breaks, that you've been doing, changing your Bitcoin into Dash and then using that to pay for your jiu-jitsu classes. I believe.
Yeah, it's been, and I've paid other things with it too. It's great
because you don't have to pay the crazy fees with Dash like you do with Bitcoin these days. So it's fast, it's private and easy, and fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, Ryan in Kentucky, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss speed and speed limit options.
Yes, sir.
I've spoken to you gentlemen before, and I'm a big-time libertarian, so I see everything through the lens and the prism of being a libertarian. And I kind of see the speed limit thing kind of being the same thing with, you know, marijuana and a few what we call non-crimes. And that is, the laws geared to it should be designed more based on, are you going to harm somebody else? You know, so if you're driving and you're driving recklessly, I believe law enforcement has an obligation to intervene in those situations. Yep. But if you're doing 10 miles over the speed limit, there's nobody around you, and you're not putting anybody in danger, these are the sort of things that create a police state or give the image of a police state. And, you know, that image, you know, over time, you kind of become what you look like, if you follow what I mean.
So, well, yeah, it's worth pointing out that when they stop you for, you know, the going 10 miles an hour, even if they give you a warning, in all likelihood, you've been run for warrants at that point. And if you come back clean or whatever, sure, maybe they'll give you a warning instead of giving you a ticket, or maybe they'll give you the ticket too. I don't know. Just depends on the cop, depends on the state, depends on where you are. But it's kind of disturbing that speed limits are set artificially low, and then when you go what would be the legally prescribed speed because they're artificially low, then they run your warrants and see where you're at and all that stuff.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that, but you're right. That's certainly true, too. So I like the motto, live free and, you know, fight for freedom. But I'm just not for, speed traps and all this. And don't get me wrong, the gentleman who spoke earlier about being in Alabama and the 7 mile bridge and all that, certainly that's a unique idea. When the weather gets bad, let's use some common sense. Let's have a little faith in humanity and mm-hmm. that people can self-regulate. Like when it's snowing out here in Kentucky, people, you know, we're just not used to it. It's not like New York, you know, where they get a lot of snow. So people take real caution here when that happens. And I know that they self-regulate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. Hey, what a concept, trust in humanity. And
I think you mostly can. I think that most people are good, and they are self-regulating. And, the jackball who's going to be doing 100 miles an hour in a wet, slippery situation is not going to be dissuaded, likely, by the signs on the side of the road.
Yeah, we're up here in New Hampshire, and when we've got a name for people that go fast when the roads are going, when roads
What's
are
covered
in snow. Stupid. I mean, that's all there is to it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Kentucky or you're in New Hampshire. You can't handle your car may be four-wheel drive, but it isn't. It's the same
magic.
It's the same brakes that everybody else has got.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. A little bit more here from the story from QZ.com. Plenty of public safety advocates of lower speed limits, however, would disagree with the actions of individuals like Lieutenant Meggie from the Michigan State Police. Just as Meggie can point to the results on hundreds or thousands of roads, which have become more safe or equally safe when the speed limit was increased, other researchers looking at data sets of speed limit changes have come to the opposite conclusion and advise that raising speed limits comes with the price of thousands of roadway fatalities. None of these studies mention the 85th percentile principle, which, for those just tuning in, is the idea that the ideal speed limit for a road, if you're going to have one, is one that 15% of the drivers will violate and 85% of the drivers will stay at that limit or underneath. And according to this story, there are, most of the roads in the United States do not adhere to this 85th percentile
and
principle.
And that isn't just some principle they came up with. This is what
it's
the
based
government
on studies.
Says.
It's based on studies.
Yeah, sure.
The other reason speed limits may remain low is which John Bowman, communications director at the National Motorist Association, strongly insists on, is that cities and police departments use traffic citations as a revenue-generating tool. As Bowman says, when speed limits are artificially low, it's easier to give out citations and pull in fine revenue. And we've all been through these towns. We know, you know, where they are, most people. And, you know, they like to hide the speed limit sign behind a bush or something like that, or behind a tree, and then hide a cop just beyond that.
Or just make it incredibly low and, you know, move them all over the place so that you're up and down and fast and slow and all that stuff. But if there are any, if you're thinking of some little podunk town that does this, that just means that they do it more. than the rest of the places do it. Because
they all do it.
Across the United States, speed limits are artificially low, as according to the principle that they espouse.
Yeah.
Like, if slow speeds are good, then how come they haven't worked up to this point? Because apparently people really don't abide by speed limits because the speed limits aren't, they don't fit what people want to drive on those roads.
Right. The majority of drivers violate them every day, all the time. Due to concern about those speed traps, Missouri passed a law in the 1990s that capped the amount of a town's revenue that could come from traffic tickets. In 2010, auditors discovered that Randolph, Missouri, generated 75 to 83% of its town budget from traffic tickets. The tiny town of around 50 residents, which is located near several casinos, employed 2 full-time and 8 part-time police officers, turning it into a speed trap poster child. So, yeah, they literally had 1/5 of the town, its population, as police officers. Figuring out how common the tactics used by Randolph's police department are around the country is difficult, as it is trying to a conscious decision to keep speed limits low. Each town or city makes its own decisions, which makes it difficult to know how comprehensively speeding tickets are used as a revenue generator. And further, it's very easy for police departments to defend pushing officers to issue more tickets as a goal intended to further roadway safety.
Safety, safety, safety!
As the LAPD did when it was found in violation of a state law banning traffic ticket quotas last year. In our conversation, Lieutenant Meggie stated he believes speed traps to be a big problem and counter to police officers' real role of alerting dangerous behavior.
Right. So whether they say they have quotas or not, or they have guidelines or whatever it is that they claim, the fact is that police officers are in many cases employed for the sole purpose of generating revenue on the roads. And I don't think that that's any reason that any cop ever wanted to put the badge on. That's not the reason they went to criminal justice college.
Yeah.
This isn't what they were trying to do. They're like, hey, you know what I want to be? I want to be an armed fundraiser for the local government.
No, they wanted to stop bad guys.
That's what they wanted to do. And now they're just stopping half of the cars on the road, the unlucky half.
Detroit news article about a number of towns ignoring state law by not reviewing speed limits on their stretches of road. The lieutenant said that he believes the communities did so in order to avoid revising speed limits upward. This allows them to keep collecting the ticket revenue on their artificially low speed limits.
They're all artificially low.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We may have enough time for you if you get on the lines right now. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking speeding, but you can bring up what you want. 855-450-3733. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here! Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, and Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us right here. If you're already on the line, we'll do our best to get you in, but if you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We got a live Sunday edition of the show. Now, we are going to be interviewing Roger Ver tomorrow night. That'll start our program, but it'll be open phones after that. And, of course, you can always join us 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, anytime as well, over at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams, we've got podcast archives, lots of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live, plus our 160 great radio stations from coast to coast.
Yeah, I think it's bears pointing out that that interview with Roger Ver will be about the future of Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, in addition, you can support the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that your $5 a month that you can contribute to us, we will take that and invest it into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, to expose new people, new ears to the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please get signed up. We had a great week 2 weeks ago, and it fell off this week. Help us out. If you like the show, it's $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group.
Also, the Amplifiers got to vote this week on who they wanted to see for interviews. We're adding in after shows that are going to be Amplifier only. So if you want that programming, then you're going to have to join the AMP program.
Well, we haven't done that yet, but that's something we've been talking about doing. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Well, you presumably wouldn't. Amp.freetalklive.com. But maybe you're right. Maybe we could set it up that way where it only goes out via email, and if you miss it, you miss it. So anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Elizabeth is in South Carolina, I believe, listening to WRNN. Elizabeth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there.
That one of the comments y'all made earlier just kind of struck a memory in my head, I guess. Okay. The traffic revenue that comes with the, you know, them stopping so many people for different things over the speed limit. I 100% agree that, you know, there should be speed limits, especially through towns where, you know, children or families may be walking. But my town that I actually grew up in has it specifically written, you know, 35 miles an hour through the town. And that's fine. Okay, great. But it's to the point of if you go one speed over that mile, yeah. then you get stopped and you get this humongous ticket, which honestly, it almost seems like a certain point throughout the month, each month, they have a specific, like they stop left and right, almost as if, you know, there's some type of payment that the town has to make, that they have to get that.
Yeah, yeah. And gotta pay for all those cops.
Exactly. It's, I mean, it's a small town, but they, you know, they have, they just got new cars a couple years ago. But it's on 378, which is one of the busiest roads in South Carolina. It is, you know, 378 goes from Columbia to Myrtle Beach, which are two of the most popular places to go. And it kind of sneaks up on you. You know, it's a wide stretch of 378, no towns, no, you know, speed limits, 55 to 60, and then all of a sudden 35. And the town's not very big, so you go through it in honestly about a minute or two, and then it goes right back to 55 or 60. So it's really easy to miss that speed limit and to go through that town fast.
Yep. And they count on it.
Yep, and they can catch you right after that sign, you know, slipping. They've got you. Because a lot of people see that sign, and they're going to start slowing down.
Right.
Rather than be at that speed limit when they pass the sign.
Exactly. It's very difficult. I remember, growing up there, of course, the speed limit got enforced into my head, so I automatically go about 35 whenever I go through any town whatsoever.
Right, that's generally a safe speed to do. I mean, now we've got the, you know, GPS devices, which Waze, for instance, has a nice feature where they actually will show you what the speed limit is on the road on which you're driving and then show you your speed in comparison to that. And it requires the people who are, you know, on the roads to update. So if the speed limit changes, you have to let Waze know, and they'll likely update it after so many people inform them of that. Very, very handy. Now, Elizabeth, since you did bring it up, there's actually a little bit more here to this story I'd like to share with you, because you brought up the, you know, the question of, well, what about the children? You know, okay, it's fine to have a lower speed limit because parents, kids. And the lieutenant in this story that we've been sharing from QZ.com, Lieutenant Maggie of the Michigan State Police, says, quote, "I don't want to lie to people." He says that it may make parents feel better if the speed limit on their street is 25 miles an hour instead of 35, but that sign won't make people drive any slower. Maggie prefers speed limits that both allow people to drive at a safe speed legally and that realistically reflect traffic speeds. People shouldn't have a false sense of security or false sense of safety around the roads, he says. So he says, you know, the idea of setting a lower speed limit because children might be around is actually not going to do anything to make people go slower.
Except make children believe they can run around in the middle of the street.
What do you think about that, Elizabeth?
I honestly completely agree with that. You can post whatever speed you want to post, but unless that person actually cares about the people that are on that road or actually cares about the human characteristic of trying to genuinely be a nice person and watch out for others, it's not going to matter. I've lived on a road before where the speed limit was posted at 15 because it was a dirt road. And I would have my children playing outside in the yard, and people would speed by going, you know, 40, 50 miles an hour.
Sure.
On this road that it's kind of like driving in the wet situation. Your car is not, you know, you have the same brakes, you have the same thing. And not everybody, no matter how long you've been driving, no matter how well you can drive, there's a chance that everyone can get into an accident. So it should be common sense that you need to slow down depending on where you are and what type of road you're on, what the weather is like. That should be common sense knowledge when it comes to
And you
to
must have taught your kids, right, living right there next to the road, you must have taught them to, hey, you got to be real careful. You got to look both ways. Even if the ball goes out in the road, you got to double check, right?
Exactly. My 9-year-old knows that to a T. If we are even walking in town, even if there's nothing coming, that's the first thing he does. In a parking lot, as we're crossing the street, whatever, my 4-year-old is being taught that. So he's learning it. So as far as driving through a town or driving through a neighborhood road, you know, where children might be playing, it's up to the parents to teach the children.
Absolutely.
You need to be careful because other people are not always watching for you.
You got to figure that that driver doesn't know what the hell they're doing and they're not paying attention. You have to assume that they are on their phone, changing radio stations, yelling at someone in the back, putting on makeup. They're not paying attention to the road. Elizabeth, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you from the mom's perspective there.
My 9-year-old's kind of a little cop. If I forget to look, both ways, because
that'd be ironic. He grew up to be a cop.
He will not grow up to be a cop, but I mean, he sticks with the rules that he's been taught. So the both ways across the street.
So he's enforcing on you mean?
Yeah, he's a daddy.
Yeah.
You didn't look both ways.
Yeah.
He'll let me know. And he wants me to keep both hands on the wheel as though that's going to make the car safer or something like that. And then, he'll tell you about the speed limit and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's the speed limit. Do you want to slow down? All right. Thanks very much. And, I told him that I would always wear my seatbelt since he has to wear his seatbelt, and he's sure to remind me.
Let's go to Skype, where Cognitive Dissonant is on the line. Cognitive, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Let's call him Cognitive. Sure.
Cognitive Dissonant going once. Cognitive Dissonant going twice. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. What do you think about? We only had around 40,000 people killed in auto-related crashes last year. And you're right. Women putting on eye makeup on the freeway doing 70 miles an hour, that's part of it. Yeah. So do you think raising our speed limit is going to reduce our fatalities?
Actually, what they're saying here is yes. According to the studies, that if you don't have the speed limit at the 85th percentile, meaning that 15% of the drivers go faster than it, 85% go at the speed limit or below, if the speed limit is not there, and most of them are not, they're below the 85th percentile, meaning most people are speeding today, then that actually increases the danger on the streets to not only the people who are driving, but also to pedestrians or whatever. So, yeah, having people driving more uniformly and consistently actually helps save people's lives, Sarah.
So, something? I-25 here, 2 years ago, everybody said, we're doing 70 miles an hour. Just raise it to 70. So they raised it to 70 for about a couple of months. You know what they're doing? They're doing 90 miles an hour. So they have to reduce it back to 55.
Yeah, that's not what some of the studies are showing, but I thank you for the call tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And I'll put this story up. We got through almost all of it, probably like 90%+ of it tonight. But I'll put it up on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can check it out and dig into the citations and the reports and all that. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.